Oh, brother.
The Department of Education was actually set up in 1980.
Education policy and oversight have been a federal responsibility for over a century.
And we've spent $1 trillion since then to educate students in our country, and we've seen scores continually decline.
Using that logic, we should abolish the military, police, highways, drug enforcement, and corporate bailouts. But they'd never say that. Because this isn't about spending. It is about dismantling public education. Period. And standardized test scores have not continuously declined. They fluctuate based on multiple factors, including policy changes. But it's not just about spending more. It's about spending wisely. Massachusetts funds its schools well and has a strong union and has policies that ensure money is spent on teacher training, curriculum development, and student support. And they consistently rank at the top of our states. States that cut funding, hello red states, they see worse outcomes because they lack resources, pay teachers poorly, and have fewer support systems.
We're clearly not doing something right.
Yeah, y'all constantly cry about low scores while not doing a single ding-dang thing that is shown to improve education.
And so what President Trump wants to do is to take the bureaucracy out of education.
There's freaking government-sanctioned snitch lines for people to tattle on each other so y'all can go on DEI witch hunts. You want to purge teachers that you deem radical. You want to take federal funding away from schools that don't feed into your discrimination. You are not eliminating federal oversight. You're just doing your kind.
He believes, as do I, that the best education is closest to the student, that parents, that teachers, that school administrators in the local areas know what's best.
Oh, like Ryan Walters, who wants all of Oklahoma's teachers to teach from the Trump Bible that includes the Constitution, but skips the amendments abolishing slavery and granting women and black people the right to vote? Or how about Greg Abbott, whose state is spearheading an effort to have Section 504 ruled unconstitutional? Or Ron DeSantis, who wants teachers to call slavery a benefit to the enslaved? No, this is not about keeping education close to the student. If Republicans really believed in local control, they wouldn't be daydreaming about criminalizing librarians, banning AP courses, and firing teachers who step out of line. And again, the federal government does not dictate local curricula. Cutting the department just means less accountability, less transparency, and more discrimination in education policy.
There is no one-size-fits-all for education.
Do you hear yourself?
What I hope the education department will be able to do as we are paring down and preparing to turn over all control to the states, is that we can provide them with tools to help them.
Historically, states have not prioritized education when left to their own devices. The first version of the Department of Education was bullied into oblivion because the southern states were crying that the north was going to make them not be racist. And then before the federal government stepped in with our modern day Department of Education, black and brown students, disabled students, and low-income students were systematically denied quality education. But we had laws that said they couldn't be. Well, those laws were not enforced, you guys.
We can provide them with research.
You defunded the research arm of the Department of Education! DOGE eliminated $900 million worth of freaking contracts. Hello?
We can give them information on best practices.
Oh my God. You oppose best practices that are laid out for you. You oppose comprehensive early childhood education. You oppose standardized educational benchmarks, which every country that outperforms us has. You oppose paying teachers fairly. You oppose accountability standards. You oppose unions. You oppose freaking science. This is not about students. No. This is not about parental rights. This is a coordinated attack on public schools, and it's an attempt to reshape education as a tool for right-wing ideology and corporate profit. Ugh.